What is a trumpet? I think if you were to go around and ask random people off the street, the answer you would get the most would be that it is a musical instrument. And that certainly is what it has developed into, but the trumpet's original use was quite a bit different. It was much more practical instead of for entertainment purposes. Because of its powerful, piercing sound, a trumpet grabs our attention quickly, and it's impossible to ignore. You can disregard the sound, but you can't hide from the sound. So really, anything that meets those qualifications could be compared to a trumpet, or trumpet-like, if you will. So I want to play a few sounds for you, and I want to see if you can guess what it is. A sound like this or something similar should be familiar to most of us. It's a digital alarm clock. We might use it to wake us up in the morning. We might use it to set an alarm for a meeting that we have so we don't miss that meeting. We might have it set as a oven timer so that way the food that we're cooking isn't burnt. But it's there to warn us, to grab our attention, or else we're going to be late for something or we might miss an activity. This is the first call, or the reveille, and it's one of many bugle calls used in military contexts. This sound dates back 100 years. The bugle was originally used because it's really loud, and its distinctive sound could carry over long distances, and it can be heard clearly above the noise of battle or a busy camp. So the first call is usually played in the early morning to wake up military personnel, and it signals the start of the official day. This is a civil defense siren. It's a large outdoor warning system, and it's designed to alert the public to potential danger. It's a really ominous sound. These sirens were originally used to warn of air raids during World War II, and then they later served as general purpose disaster alarms, like for tornadoes or severe weather. I think if you watch movies, you always hear this siren go off before there's a nuclear attack. So this sound right here, I think, is just one of those iconic sounds for danger. This is the Emergency Alert System, or EAS. So this is a more modern sound. I believe every country has their own version of EAS. This is the United States version. So every country is a little bit different, but it's designed to allow the president or the national, state, or local authorities to communicate with the public during an emergency. What do all these sounds have in common? They get our immediate, undivided attention. Some as warnings, some as wake-up calls, and some as calls to assemble. A trumpet is an alarm. Now, today being the Feast of Trumpets, what exactly does this trumpet call for? First, let's take a listen to a couple of trumpets used in the Bible. The first is the silver trumpet we read about in Numbers 10, verses 1 through 10. You can go ahead and just put that in your notes, but God instructs Moses to make two silver trumpets. And this is the sound of a silver trumpet. This next trumpet is probably the most well-known biblical trumpet. It's what we generally think about, at least what I think about when we read scripture about the use of trumpets. It's the shofar, or the ram's horn, and it sounds something like this. Most times when we read about a trumpet in scripture, it's referring to this particular type, the shofar. If you turn to Jeremiah 4, we can read about one use of it being an alarm of war. So let's go ahead and turn to Jeremiah 4. We're going to pick it up in verse 19. We're going to read verses 19 through 21 of Jeremiah 4. My bowels, my bowels. So that's intestines or the stomach area. You know how if something bad is about to happen, your stomach goes sour, you get that sinking feeling. Let's go ahead and continue. I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace. So there's a great deal of anguish here with Jeremiah. Why? What's happening to cause this? Because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the shofar, the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly my tents spoiled and my curtains in a moment. How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? Destruction, death, calamity, these are all preceded by the sound of a trumpet. The shofar in this instance. So it's cognitive association. You know how when we hear those sounds of a digital alarm or even the civil defense siren, the EAS, we immediately know what is about to happen. Well, here we read about Jeremiah hearing the shofar, and instantly he knows what that means. The shofar was also a warning. So let's go ahead and turn to Ezekiel 33, and we're going to read verses 2 through 6. Ezekiel 33, verse 2. Son of man, speak to the children of your people and say to them, when I bring the sword upon the land, and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make him their watchman, when he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself. But he who takes warning will save his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. These verses are referring to the shofar. But a trumpet warning isn't just the blowing of the shofar. It's not limited to a ram's horn. A trumpet doesn't have to be made of silver or brass or metal or electronics. It's something that produces a powerful, piercing sound that cannot be ignored, that commands your undivided attention. It serves as a trumpet. Anything that does that serves as a trumpet. If we continue down through verse 7 in Ezekiel 33, we find that the literal shofar talked about in verses 2 through 6 was just being used as an example. The real trumpet to be used was the word of God spoken from Ezekiel to warn the house of Israel. So verse 7, let's read, so you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. When most hear trumpet, the human voice isn't the first thing that comes to mind. But when it's producing a certain message, it could be the most powerful sound known to mankind. We've been listening to a voice like a trumpet since 1933. You might recognize the sound.
Cry aloud, Smyrna, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins.
I think it's really interesting if we read Leviticus 23, verse 23. So let's go ahead and turn there. And I want to note something. So let's just read the passage first. It's well known. We read it every year at this time. Leviticus 23, verse 23. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. This is where we get the name Feast of Trumpets from. In most places where trumpet is mentioned in the Bible, it shows as the Hebrew word shofar. Here it doesn't. The word for trumpet is not there when you look it up in Strong's Concordance. It just reads, a memorial of blowing. But trumpets is added because it's understood that trumpets were what was being blown on this day. The Aaronic priesthood was commissioned to blow physical trumpets. But now that Christ is our high priest, physical trumpets are no longer required to be blown today. So again, It's interesting that shofar is not used here. If we take a closer look at the word blowing, it's translated from the Hebrew word teruah, which not only means alarm of war, or war cry, or battle cry, or blowing, it also means shout of joy, or rejoicing. The same word can be found a couple of chapters later in Leviticus 23:9. You don't have to turn there, but you can put that in your notes and look at it later. It's translated as jubilee, same word. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet, shofar, of the jubilee, teruah. So this word teruah, on one hand, means an alarm or a warning of Christ's imminent return, a warning by his watchmen lifting up their voices like trumpets. We heard Mr. Armstrong read that passage from Isaiah 58, verse 1. It pictures terrifying world events culminating in warfare that will threaten the extinction of all life on this planet. But, on the other hand, to those first fruits who have voluntarily placed themselves under the government of God in God's church now, this is also a great day of rejoicing. We are lifting up our voices like trumpets in shouts of joy. At the sound of the seventh trumpet, when Jesus Christ returns, we will be born into the family of God. We will then begin to help Christ rule the earth and reap the much greater spiritual harvest during and after the millennium. This is an event truly worthy of the sound of a trumpet.